from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The U.S. Olympic men's team, okay, won their fifth consecutive gold medal.
In dramatic fashion. To me, that was the story of the Olympics.
Totally agree, Mike, because the pressure was on them to get it done. But LeBron won't be there come 2028. Steph won't be there. KD won't be there. So the team will have some assemblance of guys that were on this team, but it will be a new team. And that means you are going through the selection process and bringing in new guys. Now, I'll tell you right now, just because he was on this team and he'll only be 28 years old, Tyrese Halliburton's probably going to be on the team in 28. Devin Booker's probably going to be on the team in 28. Ant-Man's probably going to be on the team in 28. These are all guys that were part of this team. But, Mike, when you start talking about how do you fill the void, names like Jalen Brunson are being brought up, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, Brunson's a star now in New York. That's fair. I think he'll be 31 when the Olympic Games roll around in L.A. in 28. Other names being thrown around, even guys that have not played a one minute in the NBA, all right? And I talked about this kid. Duke has a freshman sensation that you're going to hear a lot about, but people are saying he's the next big thing. And they are even talking about this young man potentially being a part of it. Obviously, Jason Tatum, guys, was a part of this team. He'll be there if he wants to play. Okay. Maybe Jaylen Brown gets a shot. He should have been on this team. But, Mike, there's one name that is not being mentioned.
That'd be our guy. That would be, a dude that we thought, you know, especially when you think about Grant Hill and his relationship with the ownership here, and Grant Hill's a big part of U.S. men's basketball. Trae Young can't get to first base for the U.S. men's basketball team. He's not even mentioned. We read the three articles that have been written about 28, right? Trae's not mentioned in any of them.
Cooper Flagg is the kid I'm talking about for Duke.
Right. Well, Reed Sheppard might even be a guy who emerges as a guy, if we're talking about shooting guard / point guard.
You're absolutely right.
Reed Sheppard could be a guy that's on that squad.
You're right. Now, AD may
Castle could be on that squad if he emerges by that time, like 3 years moving forward, he is the next big thing.
Totally agree. AD will be 35 in 2028. I don't know if he wants to play. He just achieved it with guys that I think he feels like are his peers. We'll see. Point is, where's Trae Young? Why?
Nobody likes him.
What? Why is he not even mentioned? We're 4 years away, man. There's so much to be determined. And to not even mention him, Mike, at this point, even if he wasn't going to make the team. Like,
I'm not worried.
He should be, his name should be at least mentioned in this.
Well, two things. If the Hawks continue to be mediocre, then how does that help his exposure? I mean, think about Ant-Man playoffs, right?
True.
You think about all the guys that were in the mix, Tyrese Halliburton, even though he wasn't a big factor.
Playoffs. You're right.
All the guys in this squad, the older guys, you know, granted, they got exit early in the playoffs, but they're still obviously champions in the league.
They're legends.
Right. But in this case, if you look ahead 4 years from now, Trae might have to be in another team, not named the Hawks, to get some traction. You know, I mean, I don't know if it's a disconnect. Do the coaches talk? Does somehow it get back to Kerr and USA Basketball? Grant Hill is involved in USA Basketball.
He should have his back?
I don't know. I think if Grant Hill is involved with the Hawks organization, he should be able to go to the mat for Trae Young, who's considered one of the top 20 stars in the league.
Yeah.
You know, but I get it. They wanted to go with some size. There were some certain things they were looking for. Defense was a big requirement for this team. Trey does not play defense. So unless the makeup changes, you're right. It might. Now, I don't know if Steve Kerr is going to be around after all the abuse he took this time around for next year.
No, yeah. I'm sure it'll be. They'll pass the torch. It'll be someone else. Chet Holmgren is another guy they're mentioning at Oklahoma City. He's young, talented, big.
What if John Morant gets his head on straight?
It's another guy.
You know, John Morant.
That's another guy.
He's only 24 years of age. He's made some terrible decisions.
You're right, Mike.
But if he can, he's had some health concerns too. But yeah, he could be there. Like the ones we know for sure. Haliburton, next time his chance to shine. You know, Tyrese Maxey's 23.
Maxey too.
Yeah,
that's another name. Yeah, he's not even mentioned on here.
Right.
I mean, this is what I'm saying.
I'm just thinking of young guys. I'm trying to figure out.
Absolutely.
Be, you know, 28 or 29 by the time we get there.
So, you know, what's going to play into this? And listen, I'm just complaining because this shows you, or at least this is the kind of disservice we've talked about. And you can tell me all you want about what he is and what he isn't, but to not even be mentioned, a guy that's going to be in his prime.
Right. So that could mean, depending on where, first thing, the trajectory of the Hawks. We've got it's a young core. You know, you're gonna hope that we'll be more than the play-in game, but it's going to require everybody, number one, staying healthy, and the young guys really producing. You know, Jalen Johnson's going to have to sort of elevate to the next level. You know, I don't know what you expect from Reese Sachet in his first year, but I mean, anyone who's expected him to be more than a complimentary piece, I think, you know, you got to temper your expectations on that one, right?
Yeah.
So Trey, hypothetically, could miss his window for ever playing Olympic basketball for Team USA.
But Reese Sachet and Wimby are going to be playing for France.
Yes, they will.
And France is going to continue to be good. And we're probably going to have to beat France again in 4 years in L.A. That's just my guess. Bam will be 31 years old, by the way, Bam Adebayo. So right. There are guys that were on this team that will still be in a very good spot to potentially go back and try to make it happen. But you're going to add some pieces. And I'm just – I don't know if I'm shocked, Mike, or disappointed at the fact that I'm looking at this and going, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. Where's this guy's name?
Well, it's just one of those deals, man, where you say this is a dude that just doesn't get traction nationally.
And I'm with you about the winning.
But this is the great debate about, you know, and by the way, Jalen Williams, by the way, could be a guy that emerges. That's another guy from the Thunder. You know what I mean? He's a young, I think he's under 25. But no, you get back to Trey, and do the coaches talk? Is that part of how he gets blackballed? I don't know. Is it the curse of Lloyd Pierce?
I don't know.
It's been sort of hanging over ever since he got. Don't know. Either way, it's a guy that was supposed to be – he's supposed to be on this Olympic team. And he could – you know what? He would have been honored just like Tyrese Haliburton, because Haliburton got no run in this tournament. Trey could have been there and at least gotten a shot. But then again, would Trey and Steph Curry, because of their nature, their game be redundant? And, you know, Steph was going out in a blaze of glory, and you can't argue with the results because he did it. He made it happen in the most dramatic fashion.
Yeah, sure. 404-726-0929, regardless of what might be involved, I just think that his name needs to be there. And if he doesn't make the team in 28, so be it. There's so much that can happen between now and then. But to Mike's point, if this becomes a championship caliber team, you're making runs to the Eastern Conference Finals. If you're still with the Hawks, then obviously your profile grows, Mike, and right. You become one of those everyday guys that people are talking about. But these other guys you're talking about, Maxey, you know, with the Sixers, right. and John Morant, if the Memphis Grizzlies can get good again, like all these things you're talking about. Those are the guys that are going to elevate. And the reason why Ant was selected, Ant played in the World Championships a couple of years ago and crushed it. And Steve Kerr and all those guys were a part of it, and they were like, this kid's got it. And guess what? He got invited back, and he played a part of the Olympic team.
Hey, you know what? We talked about, you know, with Embiid kind of probably being too old for the next, you know, for the 28 Olympics. I guess I always, you know, I like Jaren Jackson's game. He could be a guy that could be one of the big guys that you're going to be using as a defender. He's only 24 years old.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.